Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees.
Connected to CMN Network.
Clear.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy.
36 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 36 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 36 degrees.
KE8YAV mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
YAV mobile.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 54 degrees.
KE8LAX mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO at the base. There's Dean. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tim. I'm actually kind of surprised. 7.2's got a bit of a noise floor, and I'm not receiving like I normally do. That's okay, though. Yeah, I got today off. The wife's IT department gave me one of their old VoIP phones, so I figured out how to get it in the mode that HOID uses. So I'm gonna try to mess around with that a little bit, and if I can, I'll give it to John. And then I plan on picking up. I found someone with one of the Yeah links that basically we use at work, and he only wants $20 for it. No sidecar, but I can get that after the fact. So we should be able to see if we can make other brands work as expected.
Copy that. Yeah, I wouldn't see why not. Of course, John's a little bit more knowledgeable about that than I am. I know you're mobile now, but the phone that you got, do you know, is it a Cisco? Or if not, what brand is it? Or maybe you said it and I missed it.
It's a Mitel, and it's a 5330, I think is what it is. But the big thing that I found out is that SIP mode is the mode that you want, and that phone does support it, and that phone also supports web configuration just like the other devices. So it is older, but it should work. And if it doesn't work, her IT department gives to me for free. So if it doesn't work, it was just a free phone.
Yeah, Copy that. Worth a try. Being provisioned from the website is good. That now John's got that set up, but it's not also necessary. You could provision it yourself, or I should say program it yourself, and it still works. It just, you know, you just don't get the middle of the night update. But like you said, it's free to play around with, so why not?
Yeah, as far as the wireless contacts, or not wireless contacts, but the contacts and the contact updates, I don't know if that will coexist in that particular network. But I don't 100% know, to be honest.
Yeah, once you get to that configuration page locally on your side for the phone, it's pretty easy to do. And let's be honest, once you put those VoIP contacts in and get them situated on your phone, I forgot, I think you said it does have a sidecar, so that's helpful, but again, not necessary. And, just getting the connection is one thing. I know you already got your number, but you've got it, your extension, but you've got it set aside until you can get this hardware set up. But, it is convenient. I like it. And once you get it set up, there's no monthly cost for hams, for the VoIP. So why not, right?
Absolutely. I've got my extension. I've got the server. I've got everything together. So I am curious to see, even if I don't provision the contacts right away, I'm really curious just to get the server and everything in, and if I get it going before I have to go up north tonight, then I will I'll give you a call for testing. But it's a day off, and my friend's moving from Mount Pleasant back down to St. Clair Shores, and he's got the truck mostly loaded up there, but he still needs some help, so he's coming down to pick me up. We're driving back up and then driving a U-Haul and his back down tonight. So for that fact, I am glad I'm on nights, but, man, I'm not looking forward to lifting stuff.
Copy that. Be careful, man. So that leads to the question, are you going to be back tomorrow, and when's your work schedule? Are you working Thursday or no? Or maybe I should say Friday. I forget how you guys mark the days.
So I have tomorrow off, and then I work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then I have Monday, Tuesday off.
All right. Copy that. Looks like the schedule says John's got the net for tomorrow. And apparently the Oakland County Hospital net is at 7:30 on the Oak repeater, their Oak repeater. So I may actually do something odd. I may, for me at least, I may just check in as an in and out. Either that or maybe monitor both frequencies. I want to see what the traffic from hospital to hospital actually sounds like, assuming it's on. It's supposed to be the last Thursday of every month, so they do it 12 times a year. If it's actually happening, I'd like to kind of listen in on it.
Copy that. Are you heading that department at the moment?
Oh no, negative. Our friend John's got that one too, and we had a nice little meeting on Monday. And I don't know. It's a tall order to establish this. So I was talking to Wally earlier this morning, and maybe we can. We might have to get a little task force together here and try to figure out how we're doing this, what we want, and then I also think we should do some comparables. You know, like what is Oakland County doing, and how are they training, and if it were to actually be implemented, what would it actually do? You know, there's just a lot of questions. Because I never was around, of course, when they were doing it a few years back.
Yeah, copy that. And I, to be honest with you, I don't know if the I don't know if the hospitals themselves even believe that it would be a necessary service, but I could definitely see value in it in a bad situation or emergency situation.
You may be aware of this, but I won't speak directly about it, but we should have a new member coming up soon for our group that'll be a liaison and can liaison with the hospitals on a medical side. So if that person ends up coming to the group and doing that on our behalf, we don't want to provide something that the hospitals don't want. But I presume they actually do want it, and we know for a fact the one does want it that we've already been in communication with. So, but exactly what it consists of, where we can start with, where it can go, and you know how quick can we get our radio rooms and all that fun stuff, I think that's going to be a rather long process to figure out. I think it'll be a this year process, but just my opinion on that, though. But I'm looking forward to figuring it out. For the group.
Copy that. I'm not aware of the situation or potential member, so I will have to refer to you on other channels as to that one. Unfortunately, with the work schedule, it kind of means that I'm a bit behind, especially like yesterday's news. I woke up, kind of glanced at it. I was half tired and didn't even understand what I was reading until KFHETQ clarified it for me.
Yeah, I have to admit it was a little bit of a shock there, but it is what it is. So, speaking of work-related, the boss is at work today. He's on the radio. He's in good voice. I've got his talk group on. Doesn't seem to be too bad of a day, but I don't want to jinx anything for him, of course.
Yeah, last night wasn't crazy. The 911 calls were just a little bit on the ridiculous side. I hate to say it, but There is a level of abuse to the 911 system that would just make you palm smack your forehead. Like, some of it's just crazy.
NAWRO. Oh, I can imagine. I've heard stories. Just kind of, you know, not using it for what it is actually designed for, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just got to my destination here for a few minutes. I'm going to grab a coffee and get about my day. So I will talk to you a few. This is KELAX saying 7-3s on your final.
KE8LAX from November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Dean, have a good one. I'll be clear as well.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 58 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
N-A-W-R-O, N-A-W-R-O, this is K-E-A-L-A-X. N-A-W-R-O, N-A-W-R-O, K-E-A-L-A-X. Nothing heard, K-E-A-L-A-X, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, sunny, 58 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 58 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
This is NAWCB. Good evening to you. Hopefully you've had a good couple of days off, and you got one day of work done, and you got one more to go. How are we doing today?
Yeah, we're doing all right. Doing all right. We're doing a lot better now because we're out of work, so that's a good thing. But we're heading home, and glad to be at Kelton. Glad to be away from work, I'll say that.
Yeah, when activity starts to pick up, the call volume and the things are starting to get a little bit busy, that's a good sign, a good time to leave and to exit and pass the torch there and go home. And I get where you're coming from there.
Yeah, it was busy today, but it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't bad. So hopefully tomorrow won't be bad either. But how was your day?
Yeah, I hope tomorrow goes well for you. Always those Thursdays, you know, especially for the long weekend. But hey, we're doing pretty good. Just as the normal housework type of things, just a couple things outside, covered the barbecue and put the rain gauge back up, cleaned another box out of the cabinet there and just went through a lot of stuff and threw things away, found a couple things, mom's baby book I found and all that stuff. I'm glad I rescued that one, but other than that, we're doing okay.
Yeah, sounds like you had a good day, and sounds like you had a good productive day. Got some stuff done, so that's good. Be able to get outside and enjoy some of the weather.
Yeah, I got out for a few minutes today and walked around. I usually, kind of check outside. And like I say, I was able to take care of a couple of those things. The barbecue at least made it through the winter. I'm going to try to get another year out of it. I know the bottom is getting bad on it, but We're going to try to get through it, and like I say, get the rain gauge back out. We got some rain coming in tomorrow, and hopefully it won't do any more freezing or snowing or anything to the wintry effect like that.
Right. Oh, I hear you. Yeah, I hear it's supposed to storm tomorrow, so we'll see how things go, and hopefully they'll wait until later on when I'm home.
Yeah, I think I had read, I think the period they're looking at is 3 to 9. I think some of the groups have stretched into midnight, but I think the main period they're concerned about is that 3 to 9 period. So, no telling. It'll be interesting, depending upon how the system comes through, and that it'll definitely be a drop in temperatures after the rain. I think 30-degree drop.
Yeah, that's what I've seen. We'll see how it goes. Kind of watching it closely. I know they were saying it was going to be south of 94, but obviously it all depends on the track and how things go. So.
NAWCD, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's definitely not set in stone, and I think they've kind of moved those lines up a little bit here in the last update. So we'll see. Like you say, we've still got several hours to go, but who knows? Like you say, it's always better to be prepared. And those small percentages definitely is a wake up call for the west side of the state there.
Yeah, that's for sure. 2% tornado chance is a pretty big chance, so.
Yes, definitely. So, yeah, we'll wait and see what happens. But, hey, that's I guess it's part of springtime, and the way March is here in the state of Michigan, that time of the year, with a lot of swings in the weather, and always again, just keep an eye on the weather, keep an eye on the updates, and just go from there.
Yeah, for sure. We have our first Skywarn net tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be interesting since we've got our net tomorrow night. Could be a change of plans there, I guess. Stay tuned, I suppose. But again, there's that flexibility, and just being prepared and ready to shift gears on the fly in that. So again, it'll be a good test if that in fact happens. But again, there's always we're always on that standby and just move forward from there.
Okay, yeah, for sure. It's good stuff. Hopefully, we don't have to activate, but you never know. And it's past there, so that'll be good. And run smoothly. Pretty sure. Always the first to get the cobwebs out and dust it off, and then we're all oiled again.
Yeah, it always seems to happen, before the Skywarn training. So, at least have that down, I guess. Have a net down. An opportunity, I guess, for that eye to the sky and be prepared, go to the class and that just, I think about that, and I think about, you know, working dispatch. You know, it's always good to work on lean and then go to the basic class, and, you learn there, and you come back with more info. So, you know, you work the Skywarn, and then go to the class, and you come back with more info, I guess.
Yeah, it's a great way to train. I think it's great. I mean, we do it at work. We'll let the call taker sit and listen to the calls, interact with the calls a little bit here and there, and then we'll clear up the EMP, and then from there they'll go back to training, and things will work out well.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I think it's good. Like I say, get them to where they can listen and observe what's going on, and go to the class and go to training and come back and hands on a little bit, and just introduce it in stages. That's definitely, I think it's the best way. I think that we've done in the past, and the training that I've done, and I know you guys do that. I think it's beneficial because you're listening, you're going to class, and now it clicks. Supposedly it clicks, and you come back, and you have kind of a better handle on where things are at.
It seems like. The light bulb comes on, and they come back and think, oh, that's why this is that, so that's why this is done.
There's more
step-by-step training, as, you know, as you go, there's a structure to it, and again, looking from my end of it, probably not so much for you, but, you know, when I started, it was a clerk dispatcher. You were doing a lot of filing, you were doing lead work, you were doing a lot of administrative stuff, sort of saying secretarial stuff, clerical stuff. But plus you were doing the radio and the front desk and all the other things where it's become more specialized, more technical, and again the training I think is needed as it's evolved with that.
Oh, it is, and there's so much more to the job.
Person in there, and you know, if you didn't have a civilian working dispatch, you could pull a patrolman off the road, sit the desk, and you know, now today, it's, you know, you've got fire, you've got 911, you've got CAD, you've got the lean is advanced. It just has come a long way where you got multiple people, and just the technology, the mapping, and everything. It's definitely come a long way.
I wish you could say it's become more fun, but I guess it just depends on the day.
Yeah, I definitely get you on that one. There's a lot more responsibilities, more things to be concerned about. Yet back in the day, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, boy, I wish you had that mapping. You know, I could pull up something. You having to look it up on a map or look it up. Where is this street at? And trying to figure it out. Where there's still the responsibility, still the liabilities that are there, and the call volume too has gone up just drastically. Whether it's phone calls or whether it's you know, dispatch runs, it's just gone up a lot.
It's a lot. It's definitely gotten to be a lot. I think a lot of it is politics as well. But so that's a whole other story. A dark hole that probably is best left alone. But anyways, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm gonna head in here and enjoy some supper and relax. And I don't know if the kids are going to youth group tonight. I think Mike's knee is really bothering him, so keep him in prayer. And I have to check in with Tabby. She may have already left with her friend, but. But anyways, hopefully you have a good night. Enjoy your evening, and if you need anything, reach out. And looking forward to tomorrow's QSO.
Yeah, I agree with you there on the black hole and on the politics side of it. Yeah, that one is probably left for not on the air or anything like that, but I totally agree with you. But anyways, I hope Mike as he gets to feeling better and certainly be praying for him in that way. And hope the kids are able to go, one or both of them. But anyway, we'll let you head on in and have some supper. Get something to eat, relax, enjoy your family, enjoy the evening there. And, good talking with you. Thanks for the ride along. And, we'll look forward to tomorrow. But anyway, tell everyone hello. And hope everyone has a good evening. 73s and 88s, you and the family. We'll talk to you down the page. NHWCB is clear. On your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. And, anyways, Dad, love you, and we'll talk later. 73 is in 88 to Mom, KYNU, sir.
I will definitely tell Mom. I wouldn't have it any other way there, son. 73, Dada, and talk to you later. NAWC.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 58 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 58 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours. Sunny. 58 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 22 hours. Sunny. 58 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Sunny. 58 degrees.
This is KCBT, anyone listening?
Connected to CMN Network.
KCBT, anyone listening? KCBT, clear and listening.